All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something pretty cool. It's this podcast I found called Congress in Context. And
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this one.
yeah, so they're basically using AI to try to figure out what's actually going on in Congress, like
Yeah.
break it all down.
Yeah, it's super interesting stuff. I mean, think about it, right? Like, we get all this information, all this news coverage of what's happening in Washington, but like, how much of it's really, the whole
All right,
story?
it's like they're using this AI to cut through all the, the BS and like,
The spin.
yeah, the spin, exactly. It's like
Yay.
having a secret decoder ring or something, you know?
Exactly. Like, you remember in civics class we learned about the congressional record?
Oh God, vaguely.
Right. But
I
like,
remember falling asleep a lot.
okay, yeah, fair enough. But it's actually a really important document.
Right.
Like, it's basically a daily account of everything that happens in Congress, like every speech, every vote, like even amendments that are proposed, like it's all in there.
So wait, they're using AI to like read through all of that?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's
Yeah.
a massive amount of data. Like, you couldn't have a team of humans actually go through and like analyze all of that stuff. It would take forever.
Right.
But AI can do it super fast.
Okay, so give me an example. How does that like actually work?
Okay, so let's say there's like a bill about renewable energy, right? Congress, in context, could use their AI to look at how often certain words or phrases are used by different political groups,
Yeah.
and that could give you some insight into like their hidden agendas or
Oh,
motivations.
so it's like reading between the lines, kind of.
Exactly. And it's not just about like what they say, but also how they vote, right? So they can track how often a representative votes against their party, which could indicate like a conflict of interest or something.
That's wild. Okay, so what I'm hearing is it's about connecting those dots, finding those patterns that we humans might miss.
Yeah, totally.
And I think what really intrigues me about this whole thing is this idea of like transparency and accountability, right?
Ops.
Like they're trying to hold Congress accountable.
Right, because with all this data, they can actually see if a lawmaker is like actually keeping their promises.
Right.
Like, are they actually representing their constituents, or are they just like doing what their party tells them to do?
Yeah, or like are they being influenced by like lobbyists and stuff?
Exactly.
So it's like they're holding a magnifying glass up to Congress and showing us what's really going on, you know?
Yeah.
But does it really work? Like, have they actually found anything interesting?
Oh, yeah. They've uncovered some pretty interesting stuff. Like, for example, they found some correlations between campaign contributions and how certain representatives vote on certain bills.
Oh, wow. So, like, they might be voting a certain way because they're getting money from someone who benefits from that vote.
Right. And they've also been able to track like how certain policy ideas change over time and who's really influencing those changes.
That's crazy. So this is like real concrete stuff,
Yeah.
not just like theoretical mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it so relevant to you, right? Like, think about your own representative. Do you really feel like you understand their motivations?
Probably not,
Right.
honestly.
Right. So this podcast, Congress in Context, could be a way for you to actually assess whether they're truly representing your interests or not.
Whoa. Okay. That's pretty powerful stuff. I mean, I'm definitely gonna have to check that out. I know I'm always complaining about like, politicians not doing what they say they're gonna do.
Right.
So this could be a way to like actually hold them accountable.
Yeah, and like, maybe bridge that gap between citizens and their elected officials a little bit.
Totally. Well, hey, if you're listening and you're as fascinated by this as we are, definitely check out Congress in Context. I think it's gonna be a really valuable resource for anyone who wants to stay informed and, actually make a difference.
I think so too, and who knows, maybe it could even help restore some trust in the political process.
That's a great point. Okay, well, thanks so much for diving in with me today. This has been awesome.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
And for all you listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.